life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving. It's a celebration, bitches. I am fucking excited. Not only is it my season finale, not only am I back with my one and only gay husband, Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, boo. I'm so happy to have you back in my podcast closet.
Yes. Always put me down in the closet.
I know. And let me ask you a question. Do I look different?
New bitch, who dis?
Cravers, do I sound different? I should, because I got dicked the fuck down.
Is that why your hair's standing up like that?
I know. I know you want to hear all the details now, but first, it's time for my 5-minute orgasm. My 5-minute orgasm is where I unload all the crazy shit that's going on in my life lately. And it's been a while since I've recorded, and I have some funny shit to share, as usual. All right, so something really funny happened last week. I was at home after work making dinner. I was waiting on a new phone, and so the doorbell rings, and I'm like, oh my God, that's got to be it, right? So I rush to the door, and it's a salesman. So I'm like, shit. And so, you know, I feel guilty because I'm like, this guy's just out here trying to make a living, right? And so he's like, you know, today for $99, you too can have an ant-free home. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, listen, like, I appreciate your hustle and I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know, I'm going to have to talk to my husband when he gets home. And my daughter screams at the top of her lungs, you got a husband?
Bitch will keep you honest.
It reminded me of that scene in Napoleon Dynamite when, like, Kip goes, your mom goes to college, like, yells it out the door or whatever. And I just seriously, I swear to God, Zach, I just looked at him. I was just blank. And he just, like, smiled a little bit and I just closed the door slowly.
I was like, I mean, yeah, your whole life was just put on blast.
Yeah, I'm like,
by a child.
We're done here. So fucking funny. And then she was like, for real, did you get a husband? I'm like, bitch, no. And now dinner's burning. It was so fucking funny. So I have another story involving my daughter this week. You know, kids, man, they fucking keep you on your toes. Which, by the way, I am fucking worn out right now. Like, I'm fucking tired. I don't know if
enough about Baywatch, though.
We're going to talk a lot about him in a little bit. But I'm like, I feel bad. What did I say to you when I first walked in here? I'm like, I don't want to be a mom today. Like, I just don't want to be a fucking mom. You know, it's the summer and the summer fucking sucks. There's camps or there's expensive ass shit. And like, or you have a nanny, then the nanny's off. And then you're like big borrowing and stealing babysitters and coverage. And I'm fucking tired. Like, it's really hard. It's really, really hard to be a single mom. And I know everybody's out there complaining and I can cry about it all day long. But today's just one of those days where I'm like, I just don't want to be a mom for like 4 hours. Okay?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And I think that's fucking normal. You know, I'm not a bad mom.
That's why I like having dogs. It's not illegal to put them in a cage and nobody looks at you sideways.
Layla, get back in your cage.
Don't make me get the hose again.
I'm just saying, I'm fucking exhausted right now. All right, so there's another story involving my daughter this week. So you remember when I got new carpet and my bed was like in rough shape. Like,
I watched the videos, yes.
Yes, like his name was Harvey Wallbanger. He was like, I don't know, I swear to God, that was so funny. He was like, you can't lie to me about what happened up here. Whatever. Okay, so, you know, my bed's on its last legs. Like, we all knew this, right? So it's a weeknight and, you know, dinner's made. I'm tired and I'm like, I'm going to go take a hot shower and then I'm going to go to bed. So I'm enjoying myself in the shower. You know, it's like 5 minutes of fucking peace. And I hear like this big loud crash. So I'm like, oh shit.
The roof caved in. The house is broken.
I'm like, oh fuck, right? So I'm like soaping up my titties, trying to rush myself to get out of the shower. And I open the door and my bed is literally, like, the whole right side of the bed is on the floor. Like, it's collapsed. And my daughter's just looking at me like with big eyes. And she's like, I didn't do it. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. And she's like, I swear to God, all I did was like get down. I knew she was jumping on the bed. But I'm like, fuck, because I knew like Baywatch was coming over the next day. So I'm like, oh my God, I have to fix this. Like, I can't have a broken bed right now. And like, I just wanted to salvage it because I was like, you know, just one more time. Like, I want to have a bed when this man comes over, not a mattress on the floor. Like, yeah, like, I'm like, all right, what are we, like, in college again? Like, fuck. So anyway, it is one of the funniest things. I was like, I swear to God, Zach, I threw on a shirt. I'm dripping wet. I grabbed my drill.
Oh, you sent me the video. Yeah. You sent me. Just so you guys know, I get to see all of Adrian's videos screwing her bed.
So what's funny is like one of the screws, there was not even any threading. I was just like screwing screws. Wood was splitting. There was like an empty hole and I was just sticking screws in it. But I was like, it has to hold. Like I just need it to hold for 24 more fucking hours. I like put the bed back together and I was like, she'll hold, you know, like I don't want it to move. Like I'm just saying like all the prayers and I'm like, she'll be fine. We're going to talk more about that later. But I'm just like, fuck, like the bed fucking broke. I'm like, God damn it. It's like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm sitting here drilling a bed together again. You know, like shit
gets old. Right after a shower. So you're all sweaty after having been all clean.
I'm just like, I don't feel like screwing a bed together right now. But anyway, we'll talk more about what happened. But I had to like nail this bed back together.
What happened?
No, I'm going to talk about it in a minute. But big news. I have a new sex toy. And it's a
you
crazy
story. Cheating on Rosie?
And well, Rosie's fucking dead, okay?
Just
she's
so
over
you
there.
Know, I have never laughed as hard as when I heard you say, I learned to speak whale. I was driving and I almost had to pull my car over and stop because I almost pissed myself.
It's true. You know, and I miss her. Look, there she is. She's still here, you know.
She winked at me on the way in. She may be dead, but she ain't forgotten.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You know, she's dead. But no, and I love Captain Morgan. You know that. And I wear him out. Like, that's definitely. But, so listen what happened. So I got my order from Adam and Eve, and I realized they sent me the wrong vibrator. So I'm like, shit. But I called them, and they were amazing to work with. And they were like, hey, Adrian, you know, keep it. So I charged it up, and I had, like, zero expectations for this thing. It's the Slay #ThrillMe Clit Stimulator. And oh my God, like that thing is fucking powerful. Okay. Like when I first turned it on, like Carissa was here and I was like, oh girl, I was like, come feel this shit. I was like, it will fucking rock your world. So I was very excited to try it. Right. Okay. So I want to tell you too, I named him. Of course I did. But I had my listeners name him because I like put this poll out on Instagram and I was like, you guys, what should I name this toy? Like he deserves a fucking name in my fucking arsenal.
Oh, he's probably
also
not out yet.
Yeah. Like he deserves a name. So I named him Moby. Because it's true, he looks like a whale. He's like beautiful and blue and has, it looks like a whale almost, like other than a whale tail, I don't know. But Moby is the perfect fucking name.
You just say whale tail, that's a thong.
That thong, 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 thong. Oh my God, that's another thing. I haven't been wearing underwear lately. That's a new thing.
Yeah, I thought it smelled a little weird in here.
No, oh shut up. No, but like that's a new thing. I've been like not wearing underwear anymore. It's kind of refreshing. Free balling it, it's the way to go.
I mean, when you got a dick as big as yours.
Exactly. And you know I'm swinging it around.
Right. I still have the booze on my left eye.
Oh, so listen. So I did something for the first time.
Really? And there's things you haven't done?
I know. So because I loved Moby so much, like I didn't want to put him away when I'm using Captain. Like that's not fair. So
Moby needed a friend?
Listen, I used two vibrators at the same time. And it was insane. Okay, so I love Captain because it's like internal vibration. And then not to mention like the clit sucking. I mean, that's fucking phenomenal. And then I could use Moby just to like play around the edges. You know, a lot of people take toys and they'll be like, I just want to hurry up and get off. You know, like I want a vibrator to like put on my clit and hurry up and make me come. And I'm different. Like I like exploring toys. I like playing with myself. Like I'll spend a long time playing with myself. I'm just into that. You know what I mean? So like,
I mean,
that
makes sense. If you're that into a dick, why would you be into your own self?
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, and I had a lot of fun. So I had Captain and Moby same time and I had an incredible orgasm. Like it was legit. So I highly recommend Captain Morgan and then use Moby around the edge. It's a very powerful vibrator. Like I'm shocked how powerful that thing is. It really is.
And what a happy accident.
I know, right? Like I wasn't supposed to get it. And then the one that I originally wanted was like this little bunny one. It's not nearly as powerful. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm so glad I got Moby now.
Aren't like rabbits like pocket vibrators like when you're feeling frisky on the subway?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah. It's funny because my daughter, oh my God. It's in her Barbie farm.
I hope the batteries are taken out.
I think it still has some charge, but I don't know if she's going to press the button or whatever. But like, yeah, I literally went into like her room and I was like, oh, there she is. It's a fucking rabbit. It's like this
Does
little
it actually
tiny...
look like a rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you. It's upstairs in the Barbie house, Barbie dream house. Oh my God. That's funny. I just thought about that.
Talking about a fucking upgrade. That rabbit went from your nightstand drawer to the Barbie's dream house.
Oh my God. All right. So listen, so you can go get a Mobi of your own. You can go to adamandeve.com and use the code CRAVERS, C-R-A-V-E-R-S, and you're going to get 50% off most of their entire website. So Mobi, you can get 50% off of him, and you're going to get 3 free gifts, access to 6 movies, and free shipping. Again, that's code CRAVERS, C-R-A-V-E-R-S at adamandeve.com. So go get you a Mobi, man.
I will be checking that out later tonight.
I mean, for real, that's some powerful shit. So that was longer than 5 minutes.
Most of your orgasms are.
I wish. All right, so let's get the season finale started. Okay, so let's get to it. My 60-day no-D diet ended with a bang. And a really good one at that.
4th of July fireworks style bang.
Yes. Okay, so I got dicked the fuck down. Okay, like Baywatch knocked the dust off this pussy, let me tell you. Okay.
And I mean, there was a lot of dust.
Ugh, was there ever.
Cobwebs and everything. Yeah.
All right, so warning. I'm going to go ahead and tell all of my guys out there, you might want to go ahead and do like the little flip tuck thing, you know, because you're about to go from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. real quick. Because I'm not holding back here. And it's funny because I told him after, I was like, hey, like I kiss and tell. Like, is that okay with you on my podcast? And he was like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. And I was like, God bless you. You know, like your fucking confidence is soaring and I love you for that. And also he was like, girl, I'll come on your show next season. He was like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, you do that then. Right. So I know, like what, like that's amazing confidence. You know, it just, I needed that, you know, someone that like accepts me for me, someone who's not ashamed with how much I love dick or how I talk about it. You know what I mean?
Well, especially somebody who loves that you love dick as much as you loved his dick.
Exactly. Right. Like, I mean, what a win-win. Like, so just thank you, Baywatch. Like, I really needed that. It was awesome. Okay, so let's get to it.
The important question. You have an Instagram. You have a TikTok. Mm-hmm. You have a podcast. Mm-hmm. When's the OnlyFans coming out?
Oh, my. Everyone's asking about that. You know, I don't think it's my thing. It's not my thing.
Private videos? Private dancer? That's just saying?
Little I don't know. You know, dancer? I got to be honest with you. So, oh, my God, we're going off on tangent here. But I've had a lot of men ask me. I think I talked to you about it this week.
Shocking.
I know. I've had a lot of men ask me for photos and videos. And they've given me, you know, monetary figures. And they're like, I'll give you this for that or this for that. And I don't know. I don't feel like it's the right time.
Tell them to Venmo you up front and you'll get whenever you take the photos. Whenever
I feel about it, yeah.
They'll be sent.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my thing right now. Now, and like I said, like I feel like sharing, I'm all about sexting. I'm all about sending nudes. I don't give a fuck. Like, I love like sending videos, but I want it to be with someone that I'm currently into or fucking because like, what's the point? But I don't know. I don't know. We'll think about it. But OnlyFans,
yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be doing OnlyFans. If I did something, it would be tasteful or like one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? All right. So we wrapped that question up.
Okay. Got it.
So let's talk about Baywatch.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk too much about him personally other than...
Except for his dick and how good he did.
Nothing
personal though.
I mean like about who he is as a person. So I'm going to keep that a little secret. But he is young. He's the ripe age of 26.
Wow. So he's basically your son.
No. I mean, only 39.
If you were a teenage mother...
No, whatever. I don't care. And you can call me a cougar. I prefer Puma. But you can call me a cougar. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you call me because I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm into the young buck. I'm into it. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, look, after him, I'm like...
no shame in your game.
I'm interested. Exactly. What was that saying? You old enough to pee, you're old enough for me. No, just kidding. Fucking kidding. But, like, we're all of age. We're all consenting adults here, so...
I mean, he still lives in his mom's basement, but...
He does not. Not at all. All right, so let me just tell you. So he's 26, and he is fucking hot, okay? So, like, I saw photos of him, and I FaceTime with him several times, and he's even hotter in person. He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, and those gorgeous... He has, like, those crystal clear baby blue eyes. So you know what I'm saying?
The Prince Eric.
He's hot, man. He's hot as fuck, like, for real. All right, so... We hung out. He comes in and he's like so sweet. And I was nervous. Like I was seriously nervous. I took a shot of Jameson. Like I was like, ugh. And
makes me quiver.
It makes my panties drop actually. So and my nipples hard.
So does water.
No, it does not. All right. So
didn't you say Asian around water is a bad time?
Yeah. Like, things are happening. Right. But we hung out and you know, it was just like I knew, like, we were just sitting there talking and just, like, I was having a beer and I knew, like, oh, this shit is fucking on. And I could just speak it as, you can just, you just know, like, you're like, all right, we're good. So I went to the fridge to get another beer and he came up behind me, right? And he, like, shoves me against the refrigerator, kisses me really hard, like, hot, passionate kissing, right? He takes my hands, puts them above my head. So I'm, like, back against the refrigerator, hands above my head. And he says to me, looks me, like, deep in the eyes. And he goes, you're going to listen to me now. And I swear to God, Zach, I was, like, 50 melting.
50 women's panties just dropped.
I was just, like, I'm melting, like, I'm fucking, and he was, like, kissing all over my neck, like, great kissing, like, domination. And when he said that, I was like,
you flood your basement.
I'm like, this pussy is yours. Like, I'm like, whatever you want to do. All right, so I dragged him upstairs. We're, like, rushing. We hurried up the stairs as fast as we could. And I did get what I wanted because I really wanted to, like, take my time and, like, pull his pants down. His dick was, like, rock hard in his boxers. He had, like, nice boxer briefs on or whatever. So I'm, like, rubbing his dick and I was like, how bad do you want me to take it out? And he was like, really bad. And I was like, really bad? And I, like, pulled his boxers down and his, like, big, perfect, beautiful dick just, like, bounces out. And I'm like, ding, 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 jackpot. Like, I think I actually said that, honestly. And so I'm in front of the mirror. And I'm, like, still teasing him a little bit. I'm like, you want to put my mouth on it? Like, are you sure? You sure you want to do this? And he's like, put your fucking mouth on it!
What happened to you to listen to me now?
Well, let me tell you. This is the only time that I took charge. Because I really wanted, I like watching myself suck dick. So, like, I really wanted to get that in. And he was happy to oblige. So, all right. So
yeah, I'm sure it was literally no skin off his back.
No. So I'm, like, sucking his dick, watching myself suck his dick. I mean, it was fucking hot. And, like, he takes his shirt off. I took my shirt off. And, you know, I love, like, a man that's, like, a manly man. And so he had, like, perfect amount of chest hair. Like, I like chest hair. And he just, it's just so adorable. So he has, like, and I'm looking up at him and he's, like, big piercing blue eyes looking down at me. And also, so he has, like, nice hairy chest, scruffy face, big blue eyes, and then bare balls. Like,
and we all, like, know how you feel about the balls.
Exactly. So I'm like, God fucking bless you. Like, seriously, like, it was some hot shit. So I'm like, sucking his dick there.
On the DL, send him the episode where you talked about balls. So he maybe.
No, I don't know if he, like, listened, but I mean, he definitely knows what's up. Like, so, like, he's just that kind of guy. He takes care of himself. And I fucking appreciate that. He takes it. So, like, we're, like, I'm sucking his dick or whatever. And finally, like, I just stand up and I'm like, you're fucking me. So, like, I rip my pants off. And the first thing he, so I'm, like, laying on the bed. The first thing he does is he starts, like, kissing all over my legs, right? And he's, like, kissing up and down my legs everywhere except for my pussy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. And it was so fucking hot. And it was so sweet. He kept complimenting me. He was like, Adrian, he was like, I fucking love your tits. He was like, sucking on my titties. He was like, I think he was just like, I don't know if he's ever been with a girl that has tits like mine. He was just like, oh, my God, them titties. And I'm like, take them, bitch. Like, yeah, right. Oh, my God. It was so hot. But he was just like, so my legs are, like, in a V. He's kissing all up and down my legs. And then finally, he, like, buries his face through my legs. And I mean, I was just like, there it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, reset, back to normal. Like, everything's well in the world. You know, it's been a while since I've had that. And it was amazing. Like, I was just like, oh. So then, of course, like, the thing I like to do when a guy goes down on me, I was like, I want to lick your lips. And I think he was shocked by that. He was like, seriously? And I'm like, yes. So then I'm, like, making out with him. Like, I mean, it was, oh. So, all right. So he's like, licking, eating my pussy, fucking kissing me. Like, it's just, like, passionate fucking sex. And then he, like, finally, like, pushed inside of me. And it felt amazing. Like, just to finally have, like, a man, like, a big strapping man on top of me. It was everything I thought it would be. And then some. And he kept, like, I mean, his dick was big. So he kept, like, hitting the spot. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm like, I was like, do you feel that? And he was like, of course I do. And I was just like, oh, my God. And he was, like, enjoying every fucking second of that. Like, he would make me, like, gasp. And he was, like, loving that shit. Let me tell you. I mean, it was so fucking passionate. He was choking me. And by the way, he was really good at choking. Like, I'm like, he told me he was into, like, BDSM stuff. So I knew I was going to be, like, dominated. And God, did he ever. So, like, choking me. And then one of the hottest things he did, Zach. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It makes me want to do it right now. I'm getting hot. I was like, he made me sound like I was crazy. Like, I was like, dude, like, oh my God. And he was like, shh. And I was like, oh my God. It was so fucking hot. And then he like put his hand over my mouth and he was like, shh, be quiet.
Oh, this
like,
is the quiet place.
He was like, I was like, oh my God. Like, it was so fucking hot. And not only was it like hot because it was hot, but it was hot because it was temperature hot. So me and him are like sweaty fucking mess. And his hair is like dripping sweat. Like literally, it was. And I love sex like that. Like, disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Body fluids and all that. Yeah.
Body fluids everywhere. Like, it was just like sweaty, hot, rolling around sex. All right. So he's like fucking me on top. I mean, we seriously, I'm not kidding you. 2 hours, Zach. 2 fucking hours.
So did you walk the next day at all?
We're going to talk about that because my ass was really sore. So listen, 2 fucking hours. So we basically did like every position. So this one, I haven't done this position in a really long time. So he like laid me on my side, put my leg down, lift my other leg up. And he like, straddled me, like just like nailing me from the side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yes. Like, oh my fucking God. Like, I mean, he was destroying me, right? All of a sudden the fucking bed breaks.
This goddamn bed is the vein of your existence.
Listen. So I'm like, oh my God, this motherfucker did not flinch. He literally moved me over and kept fucking me. I was like, oh my God.
Clearly,
like,
this is not the first bed he's broken.
He didn't even fucking care. He didn't even flinch. Like, he was like, this is not a face of concern. And he just took me to the other side and it's kept destroying me. It was so fucking hot. Like, I was like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was mind blown. So then, and this is what a pro does, by the way. So men that are really good in bed, they'll fucking nail you. They'll fuck you good. And then they'll take a break, right? And then they'll eat your pussy. So he's like eating me out and fingering me at the same time, which, by the way, that's another pro tip. Like, you should always be fingering while you're licking and sucking the clit. And he fucking made me squirt. First time that I've ever fucked this man and I squirted. So I'm like in shock. I like came so hard. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what planet am I on? Like, you, like, I mean, because to be honest, I told you the bar was set high. And I was honestly like setting myself up for disappointment. I was like, there's no way that he's going to be that good. And this motherfucker rocked my world. Okay. Like, so I'm like squirting everywhere. And he's like, I fucking love this. Like, it was like, we could not one up each other anymore. Like, it was so fucking hot. And then another thing too that I really liked about him, as he was very conscious of what he was doing, and he'd be like, do you like that? And then when I was like sucking his dick to have him finish, he was like, I like that right there. That's good. And I was like, you know what? Good for fucking you. Like, for saying something. Like, most men are so quiet in bed. And he was very vocal about it. And he was like, I fucking like that. And then he came deep down my throat and I was like, you're welcome. I mean,
Then you got up and just walked away and he never saw you again.
No, we laid there and we were both so sweaty. And by the way, he is so fucking hot. Like, this man is looking at me and I'm thinking to myself, you are fucking so fine. Like, oh my God. Like, I just want to smother you with my pussy. Like, right now, again, he's beautiful. Like,
okay.
He's a beautiful man. And so I was just looking at him and I was like, you sexy motherfucker. Like, you fucked me so good. And we laid there. We were just like, like, that's the way sex should end, by the way. Like, collapsing on each other. So, and we're like a sweaty mess. And I'm like, oh my God, like, we're going to have to take a shower. Like, this is ridiculous. I have got to
wash the fingerprints off.
Like, I'm like, wow. Like, I mean, I looked in the mirror and I was laughing so hard. This man is pulling up his pants. Like, he has shorts on. He's pulling up his shorts and he's like dripping stuff from his hair still. And he's like looking at me and I'm just like, and he's like, I don't need to take a shower. I'm good. And I'm like, oh my God, like, we reek of sex. Like, I look in the mirror. He looks all hot and sweaty and sexy. I look like a fucking drowned rat with, like, oh my God, like, I'm not kidding you. My hair was dripping. All of my hair was dripping. My makeup was all down my face. And he was like, you look beautiful. And I was like, oh, that's so, like, what a good fucking guy. Yes, like, right? God
His
damn
mom
it.
Should be proud. She raised, that's a good mama. She raised a good son.
You know what? His future wife is fucking lucky. I hope that he marries some girl that's as freaky as he is, because he deserves that, you know? So anyway, so I went downstairs. I made his ass breakfast. We watched a movie. I was like, this is the perfect day. I was like, see you later. You know that song, Perfect Day? Remember that shit?
From Legally Blonde.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. That's how I was singing going downstairs. I was like, I'm make your ass some fucking eggs and bacon, bitch. Like,
it was. I want to make sure you're fed after all that.
I know. Oh my God. But it was seriously, you know, it was exactly like what I needed. You know what I mean? Like, just to.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, for first time ever with a guy, where would you rank them?
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Like, for first time fucks, they're usually not that good. There's a little bit of awkwardness. I'm gonna say 9.8. That's really fucking high, by the way. That is like, he's up there with, you know, Mr. July and fucking Pawn Star. He is. Like, he's up there. Top three. Top fucking three.
Baywatch.
Baywatch.
If you're listening, what she's saying is there's a little room for improvement.
He already knows. I told him. I was like, damn, homie. I was like, wow. And you know what's really cool, too, is that there's no expectations. We both know what we're in it for. You know what I mean? So it's really fucking laid back and nice. So
could be bacon and eggs after.
he's a good, and that's the thing, too. Like, he fucks, like that motherfucker fucks, but he's a really good guy too.
And so, ladies, this is why you need a gay husband. Because the next day, Adrian showed me the picture of her completely obliterated bed. She's like, what do I do? I said, buy a steel bed frame and attach it to your headboard.
Yeah.
And you should never have this problem again.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, pro tip, steel bed frame.
Yeah, so I did. You know what? One of my famous TikTokers, like one of my guy on TikTok, sent me a link to like the steel bed. He was like, "Get this one." So I got it. I have a new steel frame. The headboard's up there again. Life is good. I'm back in business, baby.
Right?
Yes. Like, fuck yeah. Oh, and then you asked me like, was I sore? So listen to me.
I mean, I'm sore just listening to
listen. I mean, 2 fucking hours. So the next day, like, I was having like involuntary quad spasms like all fucking day. I took a video of it, put it on TikTok because I'm like, you know that D was good when you have like involuntary quad spasms all day long. And like my neck was sore. My throat was sore. I couldn't go to spin the next day.
You know, like when you go on a diet and you don't eat sugar for a long time?
Yeah.
And you eat sugar for the first time and your body like freaks the fuck
out? Yes. My quads were like, oh, wow.
Your body's like, oh, my God, this baby batter. I haven't had it for so long.
God. And his cum tasted good. And it was
That can't be true. That never tastes good.
Listen, we've discussed. I love cum.
You can love it all you want. It's gross.
It's so weird to me that you're not. I mean, come on. I love cum. Like, that's my thing. I don't know how you're not into that. I love cum everywhere. I'm actually kind of bummed. I'm getting my braces off in 4 days.
What?
So no more braces. And I kind of want somebody to come on them one more time before I get them off, but it's probably not going to happen.
Baywatch, you better dial the phone.
Yeah, I know. Make your way over here. But anyway, so, I mean, it was just, it was just everything.
Everything you needed to finish a diet.
It really was. It was that first big meal.
Perfect piece of chocolate cake after a 60-day diet.
Yep. And just the way that we fucked in every, I mean, it's mind-blowing.
For 3 easy payments of $39.99, you too can watch the video.
I have to ask my husband first. Bitch, you got a husband? Oh my God. I still can't believe she sold me out like that.
Like down the river. Like she can't be a wing bitch.
I know.
She can't be a wing
bitch. It's official. Nope. So, you know, one of the biggest things I was so nervous about him with was that, like, is he going to be on my level?
I mean, very few people are.
I know. So, I mean,
most of them are in jail for doing something.
Oh God. No, but also because of how young he was, I was like, what does a 26-year-old know about good sex?
Thank you for saying he was young.
I know. God.
He's only a few years younger than I am.
And look, I'm gonna tell you this right now, and I don't care. I know he's probably listening. And look, I did. I looked in the mirror and I was like, "Yes, bitch. Yes, queen. Get that motherfucking 26-year-old dick. Like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm turning 40 next month, and I just banged out a hot ass 26-year-old. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna.
And then you put on your hair back. Cream.
Yeah. Botox. Botox works. But no, I was going to say, like, you know, I was worried because, like, is he going to be on my level? I feel like, you know, you're either born with it or you're not. And it's rare. It's a rare thing to find someone like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was talking about, like, how you're born with it. I was saying how, like, some people are born with it and then some people aren't.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah. And then those two people, they marry each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, seriously. Yeah, I will tell you, like, most of my listeners who I talk to and they're in relationships or marriages, they're like, their sex drives are mismatched. It's such a big thing. I mean, and
well, because it's funny because on a first date, you never ask somebody, what's your sex drive? You ask them, what did you do for a living?
Right. What's your favorite color? Really
It never comes up in conversation. So you do all these things and fall in love with parts of this person.
Mm-hmm.
Then your most and animalistic of course
the sex,
instinct.
Yes, the sex at first is always great for everybody.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're infatuated, but...
Exactly. But I will, you know, that's one of the biggest things I'm going to be working on as I'm moving forward is I'm not going to hold... I have always held back my sexual drive, my sexual desires. Like, I've always been like, ooh, can't let my freak flag fly too high because I'll run away. And I'm not doing that anymore.
And bitch, you're getting the track ready for them to get running if they're too afraid?
Exactly. Like, I'm like, so from now on, like, I'm not holding back with that because I need to know what I'm getting into because... Once that like novelty wears off, once the excitement of their sex drive like wears off, because that's what most people, how they're like. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm running hot all the time and I'm going to be wanting more. And that's how people start stepping out. That's how people start having affairs and start cheating on their partner because it's like, I'm not getting this. Like, so I have to make sure I am very clear with my needs, my wants. And it has to be at the forefront because
and
otherwise.
And that's just a good relationship. Like if one of your most basic needs aren't being met,
right,
then you're never going to be fulfilled in a relationship.
And you shouldn't be ashamed if that's one of your basic needs. Like, I have been shamed for my sex drive. I have been shamed.
But you know who you're being shamed by? Bitches who wish they could do it.
Yep. And people that are insecure.
It's like bitches who will clutch their pearls. Meanwhile, they got a drawer full of fucking dildos.
Yep.
And they,
you're right. You're absolutely right. I was going to say, the story just pops in my head, right? I remember when it was Prince Charming and I's first Christmas, you know, like the first Christmas ornament, whatever. And we'd only been dating a few months. And I was like, I want a sex swing for Christmas. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, like, is that wrong? Like, is that weird? And I remember like not like almost like dumbing myself down like, no, you're right. That's kind of crazy. But I'm thinking to myself, bitch, I want a motherfucking sex swing and I want to fuck you in it. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, what's, you know, but I hit it. I stuffed it down and I was like, all right, Adrian, you can't let yourself out there because he's not like that. I don't want to scare him away. And I regret that. I regret that big time because that is who I am. That is, you know, what I want to be. And I need someone that's okay with that, you know?
Yep.
And I've learned that going forward, you know, like I know what my priorities are. And sex is not my number one priority, but it's top three.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like it had the sex life has to be there or things are going to crumble. Like I'm going to be looking elsewhere because I need to get my pussy.
Whatever one of your big needs are in a relationship, sex, loyalty, friendship, whatever it is, if it's not being met, you're never going to be satisfied.
I know. And what's really hard, so hard. I'm not doing the Dory sex thing as much anymore because I've like gotten the shit. I've been fucked. But, you know, what's really hard is the fact that it's difficult to find someone who is both loyal and as sexual as, you know, and so that's tough. That's the sweet spot that I have to find.
Trying to have a preacher and a player. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, all right, like it's a fine line. But then I think to myself, like I'm definitely like a very loyal person with that sex drive. So, I mean, it's out there. And you know, if there's one thing that Baywatch did for me, he really showed me it's out there, baby. Good sex is fucking out there. And I'm going to find it. Well, I want that 100%.
And you know, sometimes you have to make it. Like if you are in a relationship where your partner isn't as sexually driven as you are, you either have to come to grips with that's going to be your role in the relationship. You're going to be the initiator. You're going to be the one coming up with creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, ease them into things that are outside their comfort level. Like, if you want like hardcore bondage and they've never done anything of the missionary, maybe don't buy them a rubber suit.
Right. Yeah. You know, and let's talk about that because like I said, a lot of my listeners and I have a lot of my friends who have mismatched sex lives.
I mean,
sex drives.
My husband and I, like I am much more sexual than he is. Like he is very good in bed and all that. That's not a problem. But to initiate, I'm always almost the initiator.
Right.
And you know, sometimes I get my feelings about that because it's like, sometimes you don't want to have to do
right,
that.
You want to feel wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it's just, that is just who he is. Mm-hmm. And either I accept it or I don't. And if I don't, we go down that path.
Right.
But it's like, I didn't get married to get divorced.
Right.
So.
It takes a lot of compromise.
Yes.
For sure. And, you know, I did the TikTok this week for my Just the Tip Tuesday. And I talked about how, you know, the compromise could be, because this is what it was like for me in my marriage. And me, like, as a nympho, my ex-husband didn't help me with shit. So I was like, running the house, doing all the things and raising the child by myself. And then at the end of the day, I like sit down and he's like, you want to fuck? And I'm like, oh, allow me to now fucking please you now. And it became a chore. So like, that's one of the tips I gave was like, hey, if you guys have mismatched, you know, chores or things that you're divvying up, like help your wife out, you know, like do the laundry, do the dishes.
Be an adult. How about that?
I mean, but you know, it's funny because I had a lot of guys that were like, I do all that, you know, and that's great. But like, you I don't know, you got to have that compromise. Well, but you know, so hard.
We can't just talk about guys because I had a roommate when I was building my house and I love her, but her boyfriend.
No, I know it's bent both ways.
Over backwards and she didn't do anything. Now they have a kid and she's like, oh, it is a lot of work. Let me help. But it's like, you know, if.
No, I know it goes both ways.
You have to be equal.
Yes.
You have to be equal in a relationship and you have to be willing to compromise. And sometimes you have to do things you may not want to do.
Well, and this is the other thing too. I think that a lot of people get stuck in this rut. And the biggest key is that you have to have consequences. It's like raising kids, right? Like you can't have empty threats. So if your partner's not compromising for you, then be like, all right, I'm getting a fucking girlfriend. Yep. All right, I'm getting a fucking boyfriend. I'm out. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do? You know, like, it's, I don't know. It's tough. Oh, God, I feel like I'm going to throw up right now talking about relationships.
Yeah, right?
I'm so glad I'm single right now. Oh, God. You know, with it being the season finale, I can't help but look back on this season of my life and think, wow, holy shit, things have really fucking changed. I mean, I've gone through some major changes in my life, right? Like getting divorced, single momming it, and everything in between. But I can say, honestly, like the last 8 months, they have been transformative, to say the least, you know? When I started the show in December, I'm not gonna lie, like I was fucking spiraling. You were there. Okay. Yeah.
Hardcore. Like, you were like basically screwdriver Adrian. You were just constantly spinning.
Yes. Like, I mean, Hurricane Adrian coming in category 5, right? You know, 2020 was a wild year for everyone, but, and I know that, but for me, it had nothing to do with the pandemic. My personal life was falling apart at the seams and like shit was fucking crazy.
Well, and then you also had it coming at you with work, with crazy shit there.
I know. I mean, yeah. it was 2020 was wild. So I would say that it was even more, I went through more in 2020 than I did even through my divorce in 2017. Mm-hmm. And that's some shit to say right there. Like Katina's like, oh my God.
I saw the tail end of 2017.
You did.
Oh my God. How anybody made it out alive is surprising.
I know. Aren't you so proud of my growth? Like you have really seen a lot.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Well, it's funny, your growth and your loss, because I mean,
yeah,
you've... When I first met you, you were just starting the weight loss journey. Yep. Now you're like a whole new woman.
Thank you.
Then you dropped 175 pounds of man meat. And
yep. And it's a couple of friends along the way. Like, I mean, people that were toxic know. Right. Friends in air quotes, like mini me. Yeah, friends. Right. Yeah, I got to start doing that. But, you know, like my journey with the show really began like when as I found myself faced like the reality that my long-term relationship, like the man that I truly thought was going to be my forever, like it was absolutely dismantling. And it was a reality slap in the face for real. Like I started this podcast with no fucking clue what I was doing, but only that like I needed an outlet. And I wanted to share it because many of my friends, loved ones, and shit, even people that I barely knew seemed to be going through the same things. And no one talks about it, you know?
Well, everything's taboo. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone wants to hear pretty little lies. They don't want to talk about the truth. Right. So, you know, this show has already taken me on quite the journey as well. After episode 4, when I invited Lauren to be my co-host and then we recorded one episode and she was like, you know, it's not really for me. And you know, I know she had a lot going on and I totally respect that. And I love her still to pieces. And I really want to have her on next season. We have a fun idea we're going to work on together. But I'm like, oh my God, like, how do I move on after that big announcement? Like, I remember when she told me, I sat on my front room couch in my big winter jacket, like the big puffy coat, for like 2 fucking hours just staring at the wall, like in dead silence. And I was like, I'm going to fucking quit. Like, I can't do this. Like, oh my God. Like, I just announced a co-host. Episodes,
you had two different co-hosts quit on you.
Well, that's the other thing too. I was supposed to start this whole entire venture with someone else too. And I'm like, oh my God, like, here I go and again on my own.
The very last minute.
Right. Bitches are pulling out premature. I'm like, fuck.
Blue balling me left and right.
I know. So, but, you know, something in me just wouldn't allow me to quit. And, you know, remember you came in that day after and you said, the gay is here to save the day. And, you know, we moved forward. And the next couple of episodes just really took me on a journey, you know, from spiritual shit with Sam and that coochie tea. I fucking love her for that. By the way, she's downtown Annapolis. You can buy her coochie tea. And she even has it online now, too. But, you know, to fucking bitches and getting money, like, you know, episode 9 that me and you did together. And I think a really pivotal moment with, you know, my life and with the show was when I came back from St. Lucia in March. And, you know, I knew my relationship with
Prince Charming. You had made a lot of decisions.
Yes. Like, I knew my relationship with Prince Charming was over, right? And writing episode 10 and summarizing the top 10 things that I had learned in my 30s really started putting the writing on the wall for me. You know, the personal growth that I needed was really glaring at me. And it was time to start practicing what I was preaching. It was a big ass reminder, like, Adrian, you fucking know these things. Now go do them. Yeah, you know? Right. And then I met Uncle Mo and I had him on for episode 11, Don't Fuck the Bartender. And shit was really put into motion for me, I feel like, at that time. You know, one of the things he did for me is he held up a big ass mirror, like in my face, and I had nowhere to look but inside myself. And at that point in my life, like, I had never done that before. I truly hadn't. So, and stupidly, I realized that, like, these cycles continued because, duh, I allowed them to. And listen, everyone does these things on their own terms. I'm not shaming anyone or looking down on anyone who's not ready to break a pattern. But for me, like, looking in that mirror, I was the one
pushing the merry-go-round.
Yeah, I'm like, Adrian, it's time. Like, it's time to fucking let go. It's time to break these patterns and cycles. And then the most, like, self-respectful and the most vital thing I did for myself was take my friend Anton's advice. I'm going to give a shout out to Anton. You know, he's the one that came up with my 5-minute orgasm idea.
Yes.
He also, we were at a barbecue and he sat me, he could tell, like, I was reeling. And he was like, he sat me down. He was like, yo, Adrian, what the fuck is going on with you? Like, he looked me dead in the eyes and he was like, what the fuck? And I was just like, da 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 da. And he was like, Adrian, like, you need to take a big ass adult timeout, like 60 fucking days. And then this idea popped in my head and I was like, oh my God, no D for 60 days. The 60 day no D diet. And you know, like, those 60 days were actually more than 60. It was more like 90 by time I'd started the clock. But they were some of the most informative, productive, and successful days of my entire last year. You know, I mean, I was laser focused. I started really investing in myself and those who support me in life unconditionally, like you, Katina. You know, I met Carissa. The stars just really started to align and things started clicking. And it sounds crazy, but I really feel like I was reborn. And the clarity that I had during that time, it was incredible. And, you know, I haven't even shared with you guys some really huge news. I am thrilled to share that I actually signed a deal with Bespoke TV last month.
Wow.
I know. And this fall, I'm going to be launching my show and their new podcast network. And I'm so fucking excited about that.
Congratulations. Thank you. I know that was a lot of work.
Thank you.
And a lot of what ifs and I don't knows and oh my gods and holy fucks and lawyers.
I know. And lawyers and I know. Oh my. I know. Yes. Thank you so much, Zach. And, like, seriously, you're a huge player in all of my success. So I really appreciate and value you for that. And also, I'm going to be flying to LA this fall and I'm going to host a show on their network reviewing sex toys. I mean, like,
so literally big, the number one thing that you are qualified to do.
I know, like, big fucking things, baby. Big fucking things. Like, I cannot be more humbled, more thankful, more proud of my fucking self, right? And more excited. So. And, you know, all of this is a direct result of putting myself first, sticking to my core values, doing the hard work to change, holding high standards for myself, and, by the way, finally fucking respecting my self-worth. What'd you say to me today? You were like, Adrian, you ain't no side dish. You're the whole goddamn turkey. What'd you say?
He's like, don't be a side dish. Be the fucking turkey.
Yeah, like, you're the prize. You got that prize, pussy. Like, you know? You know, also being unapologetically myself, not holding back and sharing with the world, like, my transformation. It's all been really positive for me. And the love and the support that I have gotten from my listeners, or as I like to call them, my cravers, It's been so overwhelming, and I feel like I have really found my purpose. You know, a lot of people like to say, follow your passion, find your passion, do what you love. And I love podcasting, and I'm passionate about it. But I feel like it's bigger than that right now. My purpose is to normalize this crazy time of midlife. My purpose is to motivate, inspire, and cheer others on and let them know, you know, they're not alone and it's okay to not be okay. My purpose is to encourage sex positivity. Like, can we say that a little louder in the back, right? I want everyone to have great sex, you know? And by the way, I swear to God, like so many miserable people in this world, I'm just like, motherfucker, you need to get laid.
Or at least jack off.
I mean, something, right?
Like, clearly you're backed up in some way.
Get your Captain Morgan. Get your Moby. Get your Rosie. Whatever the fuck it takes.
I have a bottle of lotion and a magazine.
I mean, Christ. I have a funny story to share. So when I was in college, I was, shockingly enough, I know I have blonde hair and big tits, but I was a computer science major. And it was hard. Like, it was Calc 1, Calc 2, Calc 3. No, I was drowning.
I was right there with you.
Okay, so I went to my Grammy's house and I was all stressed the fuck out. And I'll never forget this. I'm sitting at her dinner table. She comes over to me and she threw a screw at me. And she goes, you know, Adrian, every now and again, somebody just really needs one of those. And I looked at her and I was like, Grammy, like, that is so fucking rude. Maybe that's where I get it from. But it was so fucking funny.
At least she didn't throw a lamp at you and tell you to lighten the fuck up.
Like, I was like, this bitch just threw a screw at me and told me I needed to get some. But anyway, that was awesome.
Little did she know you were getting some.
Oh, she. So funny. But for real, I just want to thank each and every one of you for riding shotgun with me on this wild and crazy ride that I'm on. You know, thank you for being here with me. And holy shit, like, buckle up and grab onto that oh shit handle, because this new me, like, she's fucking ready, baby, and ready to take on the world. Like, I cannot wait to see what the next 8 months brings. Imagine the possibilities.
I have the bail money, buddy.
You should.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to finish where we started.
Okay.
Because on the very first episode, we did questions with Adrian's that fans had and cravers had asked you questions.
Okay.
So I may or may not have to be part of a list.
Okay.
That your fans just, they need to know. They want to know what you think.
Okay. Here we go.
First one.
Oh God, I'm so scared.
What story shocked you the most that a guest shared?
Oh, man. There's a lot of wild stories on the show. BBD, broken cock. I mean, who the fuck has... I mean, I now know someone that broke their cock. BBD. That was a wild one. That was shocking, say the least.
I ache in places I didn't think I was going to ache in today.
Maybe. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. What was one of the wildest or craziest comments somebody sent you in the DMs?
Oh, my
God. I know which one I think it is.
I don't know which one you think it is.
The woman who said she didn't have her first orgasm until she was like 29.
Oh my God, yes. That,
like,
was crazy.
That was like...
True.
Like, that wasn't just crazy, that was sad. Like, I feel like she just have a line of men
ready
to give her
just
orgasm.
Just like burying their heads between her... I know, yeah.
Anytime she wants.
I agree. You know, I have a lot of wild shit in my DMs. Wild and crazy. But that one was definitely... That's some crazy
shit.
You
should literally start like midlife cravers like DMs... Like Instagram feed, just,
you know, I'm not crazy, gonna put their business in the streets,
just,
but
I mean, you
it's
can block
true.
Out number, block out yeah. numbers and faces.
You know, I will say this: I get so much positive feedback, and I absolutely fucking love it. And I really try hard to write back to every single person that reaches out to me, and I share. So I always screenshot and then crop it out, and then I share that because the love and support means the world to me.
So I have a confession: I've been making fake Instagram
yeah.
profiles, and they're all me.
Okay.
Was there anything you wish you could have done differently this season?
Oh, man. I wish I would have plugged the mic in on episode 12 when me and you recorded.
I'm still a little triggered.
Too soon. Too Hashtag soon. Too soon.
That was a great episode.
It was such a good episode.
You guys.
I felt like I almost threw in the towel. I was like, you know what, Adrian? You fucked up. This is, yeah. Well, so I would change that.
Public flogging to
ensue. Yeah. But you know, a lot of things happened over the last, and let's say it's been 18 official episodes, but really I've done 20 because I've had two bonus episodes. A lot of things have happened. A lot of things have gone wrong, but I learned from all of those things and I'm really proud of myself for persevering and getting through them. So I wouldn't change anything else other than pushing that fucking microphone in.
Bitch.
I know. Boo, you whore.
We hate her. Who is your dream guest of anybody in the world, dead, living? Could anybody who could?
If I can have anyone on the show, it has James Dean. James fucking Dean. And you know why? I would fuck him mid-show.
So the one who's alive, not the dead one.
I have to pick a dead guy too.
Well, no, James Dean is also an actor.
Oh, right. Guy. No, I'm James Dean, the fucking porn star. My listeners know. Yes, I would love to have him on my podcast. She's
very pretty.
And I would dip his dick right in my mouth. Oh my God. Yeah. Let's just move on.
Yeah, she's flooding her basement as we speak. What episode made you laugh the hardest while you were editing it?
Oh man, this is such a good question. So many. You know, when Lauren was talking about her love for hairy balls, I was so disgusted. Like, my reaction was really fucking good on that. Carissa makes me laugh really fucking hard, too.
Well, that's because she's literally insane.
I fucking love her. So when she said, and you know, the things that come out of her mouth, I'm just like, oh my fucking God, like, it's hysterical. When she said that a guy sent her a dick pic and it looked like his asshole took it. Gets me. You know, I will say the last episode 17, Thunder and Lightning, that's probably, I laughed a lot during that episode. And you know what, another one too, when Uncle Mo said, we're talking about Miss Cleo, and he was like, Mr. Caller, and I was like, that's not how that fucking goes. Yeah, like, right? When I called him out, like, yeah. That shit, there's a lot that makes me laugh on this show. I have great guests.
What is your most popular episode?
It's by far Two Hot MILFs in a Microphone with Carissa. Yep. Well, it was episode 15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Not my episodes?
No.
It's okay.
The Two Hot MILFs won.
Watch your tires, bitch. What was your favorite sex tip you've given on your show?
Use lube. Hands down. People do not use lube, and that is a fucking shame. Especially women who suffer with dryness or women who are just coming off their period. Like, you can stick a little lube up there and he'll never know. And it makes you feel good. And like, when it slides in easier, like, sex is better. And also, when you're fucking someone for 2 hours, which, by the way, I did not have to use lube with Baywatch. And he kept saying, he's like, your pussy's so fucking wet. I was like, you're fucking right it is, bitch. Like, oh, God. Okay, but anyway. So, but when you have longer sessions, lube is a great thing.
Yeah. Friction hurts after a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants an Indian rug.
Lube. Use lube, baby. Oh, and by the way, you can get my favorite brand, Astroglide, on adamandeve.com. And don't forget, you can use that code CRAVERS, CRAVERS. Get 50% off one of most of their items. You're going to get 3 free gifts. You're going to get access to 6 movies. Free shipping, adamandeve.com. Use the code CRAVERS, CRAVERS.
Hashtag plug.
Fuck that. You know what? Like, I am only going to be passionate and I'm only going to share and invest in things that I'm fucking passionate and happy about. And I want my listeners to enjoy. So yeah, adamandeve.com. Get your fucking game. Like, up your game.
Right. Go and on I there. Think all of your listeners will agree.
Agree. Sex, yes.
Sex toys is your passion.
Oh my God.
Podcasting might be your purpose in life. Sex toys, your passion.
I fucking love it. That's my tagline. My new tagline. Oh my God, I have a funny story to share really quick. You know, I have to say it. So one of my great friends, her name's Michelle. And it's funny because when she first originally texted me, you know when your iPhone says like, maybe Michelle. So I saved her on my phone as maybe Michelle. So every time she texts me, it says maybe Michelle. So anyway, so she used my code and she got butt plugs. Me and her were talking a lot about butt plugs. So she texts me a photo and she was like, Adrian, she ordered a size medium, I think. And it was like kind of big. She had it in her hand and she sent the funniest fucking gif of this guy who was like, and his face is all red, and sweat's just dripping. And she was like, I got to go try this. And I swear, I was laughing so fucking hard. I wrote her back and I go, go ahead, maybe Michelle, get it on, girl. Like, oh my God, I'll see her this week. I can't wait to talk to her about that. So fucking funny. All right, go ahead.
Okay. And I honestly think the best question to wrap up the season and end this shit, What is the one takeaway you want your listeners to have now that your season is over?
Man, we're getting deep.
Deep. Mm-hmm. Just like Baywatch got the other night.
Mm, God, did he? Okay, so, wow, that's a big question. I want people to take away that it's okay to not be okay. I say that all the time. I want you to live unapologetically. I want you to be okay with things that you crave. I want you to crave more. Like, you should crave more at this time of life, you know? So a lot of things about sex, like, I love sex, but also self-improvement, you know, like being your best and living your best life. Like, I want to see everybody doing that. So that's my takeaway, you know, get fucked and then go fuck life. You know, kicked, you know, as get Uncle Mo says,
and then fuck shit up.
Yeah, get fucked and then fuck some shit up. Like Uncle Mo says, like, kick the day in the dick, like, kick the day in the dick and then go take your ass some dick at night. Like, I, you know, like, that's what I want for everybody.
I feel like that's what they're going to be teaching kids at preschool. go take this day and kick it in the dick.
Yeah, kick today in the dick and then go take that D at night. I mean, shit, I'm here for it.
We've heard.
Yeah. I can't believe it's episode 18. It's the fucking season finale. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yes.
Wrap it up. You know, what were you going to say? Something about wrapping it up?
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Yeah. And I was going to tell you, when I was in the Bahamas, I saw this billboard and it said, protect your tings. So let's wrap this shit up. You know, oh God, I'm going to miss this. Like, I'm going to miss my listeners. I'm going to miss telling you guys all my wild and crazy. I'm going to be taking notes, you know.
I'm sure there'll be a bonus episode somewhere.
You think so? I don't know.
That's just who you are as a person.
You're like, right.
Some crazy shit's going to happen. Be like, okay, guys, 10 minutes, have to unload.
I might, yeah. So make sure you subscribe, you know, to my podcast and leave me a rating and a review. I hate to preach that, but it is important. You know, like, I need those ratings and those reviews. All right, so be sure to follow me on Instagram at Midlife Craving. And, you know, I'm on TikTok at Midlife Craving Podcast. I'm still going to be doing my Just the Tip Tuesdays. So those are still going to be happening. Trying not to get banned. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Fucking TikTok. But I'll be sharing everything on Midlife Craving on Instagram. And I'm taking some time off. I'm going to New York City. I'm super excited about that. I'm going to the Bahamas. I'm going to be turning 40, the big 4-0 in the Bahamas. And
can that osteoporosis to set in?
Fuck you. Get my Geritol, bitch. And then I'm going to be going to Virginia Beach for a week. You know, just a lot of downtime. Definitely some bikini photos. So make sure you're following me on Instagram at Midlife Craving. And, you know, I just want to say that, Zach, if you weren't gay, me and you would be ending the season finale with a bang.
What a last dinner we'll just have to do.
I know. So I will see you guys in 6 weeks. I will be back on Friday, September.
Mark that motherfucking calendar.
Yes, Friday, September 10th for season 2 of Midlife Craving. Let's go, baby.
Yes.